from a selfish sort of Sinn Féin perspective, you know, we would be very hopeful of winning two seats in a five-seater because of where we're based and how we've, you know, worked hard within the two existing constituencies. So I suppose from a Sinn Féin perspective, the split is we would be hopeful of retaining what we have. But in terms of the people of Donegal, I think this isn't a good thing. I mean, if you look at the numbers, there'll be 30,500 roughly people per TD in the new 5G constituency. That's higher than any other constituency in the state.
It looks as though the government will accept the recommendations of this report, assuming it's put before the Dáil for a vote. Can we take it then Sinn Féin is going to be voting against?
You have to respect the decision of the Constituency Commission. It's an independent body, but you really have to question the terms of reference that was given to them by the government that allowed a situation where, you know, a large rural constituency like Donegal would have the same level of representation per TD as a city constituency in Dublin or Cork. I mean, the terms of reference have clearly been biased against rural communities. Unfortunately, the situation is, you know, we probably would not be prone to vote against the independent commission, but we will register our serious concerns with the government on this matter.